This is the Brandon T. Adams Audio Experience. Let's get started. Welcome back to the Brandon T. Adams Audio Experience. I'm Brandon T. Adams, and this is episode 98, and it's my journey working closely with a shark. And on my journey becoming a shark on Shark Tank, one of my goals recently I've been stating is I want to be a shark on Shark Tank. And that's one of my things I'm working towards right now, getting on Shark Tank as a shark. And I want to give the journey of me working with Kevin Harrington, the original shark of Shark Tank, what I've learned from him and how it's made me think differently, being around a high-level entrepreneur, how it's really elevated my brand and just my network and making more money and wealth and all that. And so I first met Kevin through my mentor, Cactus Jack Beringer. Cactus Jack did a deal with Kevin on Shark Tank. This was in, it was season one or two of Shark Tank. Where I first met Jack, I actually was in Iowa State University and I was watching a class presentation and Cactus Jack Beringer was talking about how he invented products. He's actually the guy who led me to the book Think and Grow Rich that day. And he showed a sizzle reel of him doing a deal on Shark Tank with Kevin Harrington and Barbara Corkin. I ended up partnering with Jack. He became my mentor and consultant for my invention Arctic Stick. And this is back in 2012, 2013. And then eventually, come 2015, what I did is through the relationship with Jack, I had the email of Kevin Harrington. I sent Kevin a personal video, said, "Hey, I'm Brandon Adams. I have this event called Young Entrepreneur Convention. And I'd love to have you speak." Within 12 hours, I had his team reach out. At the time, Nadine was the assistant that he had. And after months of negotiation, I eventually got Kevin to speak, to commit to speaking at Young Entrepreneur Convention. Now, before he came to Iowa, the event was in April of 2016. I actually had the opportunity to have a car ride with Kevin and in Florida, Clearwater, Florida. I got the car ride. I went with Kevin into an event called Zoic. And on the car ride there, he had saw that I had done a book campaign with John Lee Dumas of Entrepreneurs on Fire. We did about $500,000 in a month for the Freedom Journal. And Kevin said, "Hey, could we do that together? Could you do a book launch with me?" And he was pitching me. And I said, "Yeah, we could do that." We ended up partnering that weekend, shaking hands, and he hired Accelerate Media Group for us to help him with launching the book, Put a Shark in Your Tank, which led to a massive success, a best-selling book. We then went on to do a mastermind, Put a Shark in Your Tank, which led to a product called Peeps that we partnered with. That product went from doing $500,000 in lifetime sales to now doing over $160 million in sales, a huge success story. And since then, I've got to travel the world with Kevin. We created the series Success in Your City. We've won Emmys together. We've traveled all over. I've spoke on stage with him in Canada, in Mexico, in Colombia, and all over the States. We now have an event called A Day with a Shark every single month in St. Petersburg, Florida, which is an amazing event that we created here about 10 months ago. And we have many advisory deals. Some of our investments and advisory deals include the Drip Bar, almost 100 locations around the country, IV therapy. We also have the licensing of the show Wicked Tuna for products, which will be coming out soon. And season 13 is premiering here. And then beyond that, we have a fund called Cypress Ascendant, where we invest in consumer product companies. And we have dozens of investments together. And I want to share what I've learned from Kevin and how I apply it in my life. And it's really crazy, kind of full circle here, everything that has happened with our relationship, with our investment advisory business, KBAT, which is KBBAT. It stands for Kevin Brian Branded Advisory Team. Brian is Kevin's son, and us three are partners. We're actually, you're going to be listening to this episode. And as you listen to this, I'm actually on a plane meeting Kevin and Brian in Los Angeles for an investor event we have this week. And so what have I learned working closely with a shark? And I want to start with this story from the book we created, Put a Shark in Your Tank. And Put a Shark in Your Tank is a philosophy actually coming from a story of ancient times when there were fishermen that would go out to sea and they would catch fish. They'd catch a fish, put them in the tank in their boat, and then they would come back Well, the thing is, when they would come back, it would take so long to bring them to shore. And when they brought them to shore, the fish were either dead or they weren't very lively. So the meat wasn't as good. So what they started doing is they would put a mini shark in the tank for the fish. And yes, the shark would catch some of the fish and eat them. But the concept was the shark would keep the fish lively. And so when they got back to shore, the meat was better. The fish were better to eat, and it worked. Well, the concept in business is when you have a shark in your tank in your business, it keeps you lively. It keeps you on your feet. It keeps you energized. It keeps you performing at a higher level. And that was the whole concept of put a shark in your tank. But that's been really the philosophy around me and my relationship with Kevin and how I do everything. Having a shark in your tank, having a high-level business partner in your corner. And so I elevate my thinking. I elevate how I make money. I've learned with Kevin from traveling all over the country and Uber rides to private vehicles to jets to every experience we've had. There's things that he says, the guidance he gives me, and the things that he tells me for our businesses that help us grow, but also how we've learned to scale businesses and companies. And I want to share really the key things I've learned that you can apply in your business today. And so going into that, going into what I've learned and how you can apply is a couple things. First off, I'll name all five here really. Dream team, capital infusion, acquisition cost, video content distribution, and thinking bigger. So let's first start on dream team. So a dream team is having the right team in place to achieve a goal at hand. So when we take on a project, yes, as our core company, it's Kevin, Brian, and I, our brains, our expertise together combined to be able to help bring value to a company. But we also bring in other experts for different deals. There's some deals where we have 5 or 10 partners on the deal. And let's say we're doing some kind of real estate project. We will find a real estate expert to be a part of our deal. And they may even get a piece of the equity that we take to be on the cap table for the partnership and also part of the fee that we may charge. And so every deal is different, but we always look to find the expert that knows the area of the business that we're getting involved with. And yes, we provide brand, we provide access, we provide capital, all these different things, but we also want another expert involved depending on the deal. So having the dream team in place. And so when we do projects, you look at the dream team. For myself, my core area of expertise is putting on events, speaking, but also video production. So we do shoots. So I'll help write scripts. We'll have a team that put a shoot together. That's part of my area of expertise. Kevin, with his background in the Shark brand, well, that helps bring value in the branding standpoint and also the connections he's built over the past 50 years. Then you get Brian, who has a background in digital marketing and the products. So he has that internal side of really running the digital marketing team, then having a perspective of everything behind the scenes that you don't always see. You always see maybe Kevin or I, but you need that person behind the team, that's whether the COO or the person that's helping making sure everything runs effectively. And then we have the digital marketers, we have the producers, we have the account managers, we have all the aspects of the dream team. So when you're working on a project to scale anything, you need the dream team. Think of your company. Who is the expert? And you got a bigger company. You have your CFO, you have your COO, you have your COO, you have your marketing expert, you have your whatever it is. You need the dream team in place for your business. For me as a person, I have many components of my team. Mike on my team is my COO. He helps run everything behind the scenes. We have Danny. We have Carlos, our editor, helping edit things with different editors. We have Leah on the team who's really helping me with my social media, my podcast production here, keeping me in line in my schedule, and then also being there with me on different areas when we do workshops around the country. And then I have other components of my team. I have a financial guy that helps me look through my finances. I have a bookkeeper. I have experts in other areas that bring value to the company, which allow me to focus my time on the things that are really needed of me. So for you, make sure you have the dream team in place. You have the right people that help you work in perfect harmony to achieve your goal at hand. So having a dream team, that's a big component of scaling a company. The next one is we talk about capital. So capital comes in different formats. whether you're raising money for a company that you're going to give up equity or getting capital from a line of credit, getting capital from a loan. There's all kinds of ways to get money, and different ones cost differently. Different percentages, APRs. You can even use a credit card, getting specifically when they do offers, a 0% offer for 18 months. OPM, other people's money. You can leverage a credit card company's money, the bank's money, investors, whatever, to use that capital to scale, pay back what is owed, and then from that grow. And your interest is just an expense. So using capital in different ways to grow. But before even getting the capital component, what I first tell you is get as much sales as possible. Sales will fuel growth. But if you get to a certain point, you can use capital from these institutions to be able to really grow. But coming back to that, you need to understand your customer acquisition costs. And Kevin talks about this all the time. I now talk about this with everything. Figure out what it costs you to acquire a customer. Specifically, so for example, every month we have workshops, our Ignite and Elevate workshops and members. I figure out what is my cost to acquire a customer to be in that workshop and what is the lifetime value of that customer. Let's say they come to a workshop, then they join one of our programs and maybe they become an advisory client. I look at the lifetime value of the customer and I look at, okay, how much am I willing to spend to acquire that customer? We do this in other businesses as well, where we're doing ads for subscription-based products. We figure out what it costs to acquire the customer, specifically through paid advertising. When you do paid ads, and let's say I put $10,000 in, but I get $20,000 in return from products that we sell, well, that's a good return. And if I know that and I want to scale it, then all I got to do is put more money behind the ads. And so understand your customer acquisition costs. If you ever come and pitch me your product or anything that you have, I want to know what it costs for you to acquire a customer. Because if you have money that you're raising is going specifically to marketing to acquire a customer, then I know you did the research to figure out, hey, it's going to cost you $100, $500, whatever that number is. So if I give you 20 grand, 30 grand, whatever, I know that you can acquire roughly X amount of customers at that rate. So if you want to scale anything, and this is what I learned from Kevin, is figure out your customer acquisition costs. When they did the infomercial industry and they were running these different TV ads and everything, they understood what it costs to acquire a customer based on the advertising they were spending and what the lifetime value was. So what is your customer acquisition cost? Once you figure that out, then use the capital to grow that. But also you can use capital for talent. You can use capital for other things that are going to accelerate your growth. You don't just take the money to have the money, make life easier. It's, hey, if I'm going to use this money, how can I use this money to make more money and accelerate my growth with spending less time? And at the end of the day, whatever that cost is for that capital is just an expense for doing business. So understand your customer acquisition costs and capital is used to scale something bigger. Next one, video content distribution. We are a huge advocate of video content. I'm recording everything as I'm doing this podcast show here, but we're recording everything we do. When we're doing investor events, I have a videographer come in to film the experience. We're doing a Day with a Shark event, or if I'm doing a Ignite and Elevate workshop, or anything that we do, we film it. We cut up the content, we multi-purpose content from video testimonials, showing experiences, to highlighting our advisory partners, and we post it on social media. We distribute it through the Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, all those different platforms. And then there's times where we use video content at a higher level where we've done TV commercials or high-level paid ads where we're putting a lot of money behind these videos that we have and spending tens of thousands of dollars, if not more, to get in front of the right people. So we're repurposing content that we are getting while we're at these different events or in these different meetings and then posting on social media to show people what we do and why they should work with us. So video content distribution is a big part of scaling. We do video content with micro influencers, major influencers. We've done video campaigns with Ric Flair, Carmen Electra, Kevin. We utilize in different components where I'm writing scripts and we're having Kevin create videos or even myself create videos to promote our advisory partner or one of our investments. If you look at my social media at Brandon C. Adams, you'll see I'm doing a lot of video posts around the drip bar. We are partners in the drip bar, so I'm posting when I get a drip. I'm posting when we're at different locations. Kevin's posting. So again, video content distribution. And I want to share one big thing that really resonated with me which really made me realize I need to really triple down on my video content investment and multi-distribute it. Kevin had the Ginzu knife that he took. Arnold Morris had this product that he talks about. He actually saw at one of the fairgrounds, I think the Philadelphia Home Show, and he saw Arnold Morris do his regular fair pitch. Have you ever been to a fair and you see these pitches where they say, hey, gather around, and then they sell a knife set or whatever it may be? Well, Kevin watched Arnold Morris give this pitch about three times in a row. Then he went up to him afterwards. He said, Arnold, this is so amazing what you're doing here. And the guy instantly said, well, kid, what do you want? Why are you bothering me? This is a lot of work. I got to go to this place. He was constantly on the road traveling. Well, Kevin said, you ever thought about what if we just film this, you doing your pitch, and then we take that production and we put it on TV and promote it around the world? And then he said, well, does that mean I don't have to travel anymore? He said, yeah, we could literally have it sell direct to the consumer online. So that's what they did. Less than a $5,000 video production budget. They actually shot this in a kitchen. They took that video asset, they put it on infomercials, but they dubbed it, they put it in different languages, and they multi-distributed that one piece of video content and promoted it with advertising capital behind the advertising around the world. And they did, I think it was over $500 million for that product, the Ginzu knife. And so how does that relate today? He calls that the first viral video. And so you look at content you have today, content that I create, I am creating all kinds of content and posting on social media. But when I create a piece of video content, I'll post to my Facebook, I'll post to my Instagram, I'll post to my LinkedIn, post to X, I post to Threads, I'll put on YouTube. I am taking one piece of video content and I'm multi-distributing just like they did with the Ginzu knife, but also I'm putting paid advertising behind that so that video asset can be in front of more people, which the more eyeballs I get in front of, the more people that are eventually going to buy our product and service. So it is a numbers game. And so multi-distribute your video content for yourself. How can you create video assets or content once and multi-purpose and post it many times in different platforms, but also put money behind it to get seen by more people? If you have one video that you do that resonates with your audience so well, you know exactly who your audience is, you can put paid advertising behind that video to get in front of your right customer. And if they buy, well, if you understand what your customer acquisition cost is, you can spend more and more money behind that one video to get more customers in the door and to really scale your business. And even looking at the lifetime value of that customer, because once they're in the door, they're more likely to buy from you again and again and again. And then they tell others, which is referral marketing, brings more business in the door. And so the last thing I want to share, what I really learned working closely with The Shark, with Kevin, and just in our businesses, is always thinking bigger. Kevin sees everything as an opportunity, and he thinks big, he dreams big. And some of the things we dreamed about and talked about became reality. So I'll give you one big example. And this is pretty cool because now this is a Sunday. I'm recording this and the show is releasing here this week. But season 13 of Wicked Tuna is premiering tonight. And 2 years ago, we met Paul Hebert of Wicked Tuna, the show, and one of the captains. And Paul and Kevin and I met for lunch. And Paul said, hey, we have this show. Everybody knows us, but we're not really monetizing the products. And Kevin had all these ideas. What if we sold this? What if we sold tuna, fish sticks? What if we poles, merchandise, everything with the Wicked Tuna name, as seen on Wicked Tuna? And we were thinking big at this lunch. It was a thinking big conversation. Well, we thought big, but there's so many other parts that had to come into place. Many calls to figure out how could we get the licensing for products, because the production company had obviously those rights. So we had to get the rights to utilize that so they can make money, we can make money, everybody can make money. After really hundreds of calls and meetings and even flying out to Gloucester and filming and going to Bentonville, Arkansas, Kevin went to meet with Sam's Club and all these different things. After multiple years, we're finally now at a point where we're going to be releasing Wicked Tuna products all around the country here and expanding. We're opening up. We got in Sam's Club, which is pretty cool. We have products that are going to be selling direct to the consumer. Wicked Tuna products, food products, consumer, you name it, with the Wicked Tuna brand. And that started with a lunch with a captain that was all around thinking bigger and looking at possibilities of what could be possible, not all the reasons why something could work. Now, I don't have enough time to share all the obstacles along the way to get to this point, but now looking at something that is becoming a reality, and it is because we thought bigger. And I could share many other ideas where Kevin, myself, and the team have thought bigger, found bigger opportunities, and we got bigger opportunities, bigger results, bigger amounts of money. And so always be thinking bigger. And going at the beginning of the story, I said, put a shark in your tank. When you have a shark, you're lively. Well, I am always on my feet. I'm always lively. How can you have, whether it's a shark or somebody of high level in your industry that is inside your business, mentoring you, consulting with you to help you grow, to help you think bigger, to help you perform at a higher level? You are the average of the five people you spend the most time with, the people in your business. Make sure you have people in your business that are making you alert and growing. So that's what I've learned from a shark. It's been quite a journey working with Kevin and just the fun things we've had. And we've had a lot of fun along the way, and we have a lot of big things coming up. So every month we have an event called A Day with a Shark. You can always check it out at adaywithashark.com. You can check us out on social media. You can find Kevin Harrington everywhere, Brennan C. Adams everywhere. We have many events coming up. We have a fund we're raising money for, and we're deploying capital right now called Cypress Ascend It, which is pretty exciting. And many other cool projects I can't all talk about now. But I hope you get the opportunity to work with a shark in some way, and maybe even me one day. And if you're listening right now and you want to help me become a shark on Shark Tank, let me know if you have certain connections here. I'm working different things right now to figure out the logistical side of being a shark on Shark Tank. And beyond it, I'm not just deploying capital, investing in other companies on Shark Tank, but figuring a different fundraising component to raise money for charities, because everything I do, I want to think about the philanthropy side of how I can give back. So that's all I have. Feel free to reach out to me if you have anything you learned or thought that you liked on this episode, Brandon@BrennanTAdams.com, or you can just find me on Instagram @BrennanTAdams. Until next time, y'all, we'll see you later.